Ronald, what's going on, brother? What's happening in Southern California, man?
God, I'd like to say living the dream, but the dream right now is a little bit of a nightmare down here. Our country's in a little bit of a moment of disarray. Not very proud moment, actually, with the whole George Floyd incident that I'm sure everybody knows about that's going down. Black Lives Matter. Not just Black Lives, all lives matter. Black, brown, yellow, white, it doesn't matter. But so basically, COVID has taken a back seat down here. We've not much talk about that. They did open up some restaurants. Golf courses have been open. I played yesterday, actually got to ride in a cart with my buddy. It's no longer only family members are riding together. Like I said, the restaurants are open. Things are starting to open up. But last week alone, we had 4,000 new cases across America. So the first wave is here. A wave might not be a right word. It could be a tsunami. Time will tell.
Well, I got it. I've got to ask, man, because, like, again, I can't quite say, like, if you've never, like, one of the big things when I came down to the States last year and worked was just, like, how vast it is and, like, how many people there are. Like, when you grow up and live in Canada, like, it's just a bunch of small communities everywhere. So, like, I'm seeing the news with all this and, like, is it, like you said, it's a, you know, the nightmare or whatever, but, like, I mean, I don't know what the terminology is, but, like, is it that crazy? And, like, things are, is Twitter, like, real life down there? It's, like, there's protests and people are looting and, like, is this, it's pretty accurate?
Yeah, yeah, that's America. The looters are out. You know, we got 300 plus million people all on house arrest from the COVID. So when the George Floyd incident happened, people took to the streets and there's been quite a bit of protesting. The streets are all boarded up. Windows are boarded up. Shops are boarded up throughout Los Angeles. It was really bad. Down here in San Diego, not so bad. A few neighborhoods. I went to a few protests. There was a good one. Tiff Joe posted on her Instagram. She was on one of our podcasts, and there was a paddle out for Black Lives Matter. Very powerful. Go to Tiff Joe's Instagram, and you can pick that up. But it's kind of calmed down. It's been a week now, 10 days. George Floyd already had his funeral. Al Sharpton spoke there. He's like the predecessor to Jesse Jackson and Martin Luther King. It was a pretty powerful eulogy that he gave. You know, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. There was a moment of silence throughout the country for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. It's a real thing. It is happening, but it is slowing down. Stores are opening up. The looting has kind of stopped. Our president, who I'm not a political guy, but the guy's a nutcase. He's calling in military. He wanted to go do a photo shoot at a church in Washington, D.C. It's curfew is 7 p.m. at 6:30. He shot tear gas to clear the street so he could walk across the street and do a photo op with the Bible. And, you know, I'm not a churchgoer by means anymore, but the way he held the Bible is a prop. And the guy's, you know, I'd like to see it get back. I think that it's the straw that broke the camel's back. The knee on the neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. It's really sad, but I think we'll get over that. George Floyd is not going to change the world. It happens every day down here. If you're a man or a woman of color, it happens every day to good people, bad people. But it is real, and like I said, we'll get through this. But COVID's taking a back seat, you know, and it shouldn't. The COVID is still going on. We're not playing golf anywhere. The men's tour starting up next week, and ladies, guys, we'll see how that goes. And, you know, hopefully we'll follow soon after that.
Yeah, obviously we are, you know, just talking about women's golf and LPGA constantly. And just for our stance, obviously we, I think I can speak for both of us, and we believe that change needs to happen. And, you know, it was just again, we can't really speak from personal perspective from my skin tone, but you know, I think the 70 or 80 or so countries are represented along the LPGA, so you know, pretty diverse, and hopefully we can get back out there. And I guess the current the big question again is going to be about the COVID, and everybody's protesting, and yeah, we will see what that looks like in 2 weeks time, but it seems to have gone out the window a little bit. But that being said, we are having a meeting on Tuesday of this week with Mike Wan, the caddies, the players, Mike Wan, and I think we're going to have some serious direction about what's going to happen next, some clarity, and really, really, there's everybody's hoping for some good news. We don't know what the news is going to be, but it should be, we're 45 days out, and it's time to see if we're going to progress with the season and how that and what that's going to look like.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of players and caddies and fans and myself are all chomping at the bit to get back out there. So it'll be interesting what Mike Wan has to propose up there on Tuesday. Hopefully it's going to be a little direction, clarity to what the schedule is going forward, where we're playing. And I think a lot will determine next week when we see what the men do and how they run their tour without fans. And, you know, do we really need fans on the golf course? Sure, it helps. The Ryder Cup can't go on without fans. It's all about the fans and Europe versus America and the fans. And so we'll just wait and see.
It sounds like the marathon is the first event back, and it, like, they're all over Twitter right now. They're all over the news. They've said that the mayor or the governor, sorry, not familiar with your politics perfectly, but has allowed fans. So the Marathon Classic, they've said, and I was just Googling before this podcast to make sure my information was correct, is a go. So I assume that's going to be come out in our Tuesday conference, and we should be seeing everybody at the Marathon Classic with fans, which is in Ohio, I believe. That's the one where we do the bowling tournament. Is it?
That's Toledo. That's the Jamie Farr. Was that the marathon? I thought the marathon was the big,
Sylvania.
Sylvania, that's in Ohio, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that was a marathon. I thought the marathon was the big food truck one.
It's all a bit of a blur out there for me, yeah, but exactly. Sounds like that's going to be a bit of a go. And I got to say, I am so ready for any of the listeners out there. If you're wondering what the caddies are doing in this off time, I've been working at a mill scaffolding for the last 14 days. Let me tell you, first of all, that I am super grateful to have the opportunity to pick up that skill and be given that job from family. And really, really looking forward to getting back to walking the fairways.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of your caddy friends and what they're going through, what they're doing for finances right now?
You know what? There's, I think I haven't talked in depth, you know, a few guys for sure. Some of the Canadians, we're lucky up here. The government stepped in a little bit. So there's enough to kind of get by, but, I don't know what the guys are doing around the world. I think that, there's some sort of, you know, people are getting stretched out for sure. You know, I was talking to Jay Davey a couple of days ago, Dottie's old caddy. And, he's just kind of been pillaging through his savings, you know, so, hard to pick up work. And, again, with the current tinderbox that happened down there in the States with the climate of 25% jobless rate, I mean, like, there's not a lot going on out there. So
what's your player, Kelly Tan, up to? Have you spoke to her recently?
Yeah, we speak frequently. I'm jealous. She says her game's really good right now. Again, she's in Canada. If anybody listened to our previous podcast, maybe number 5, we had Kelly on the show. She's in Calgary playing every day. She just posted on her Instagram. She played the new Phil Mickelson course. That's been, you know, 8 years in the making to get that thing going. It's since I lived up in that neck of the woods, they were promoting that and trying to get it off the ground. So I've seen a lot of posts come through, and golf's booming in Canada right now because it's one of the only things that people can do. But Kelly's playing a ton, playing well, and I hope to be up there at the end of June before we hopefully head to the marathon, and hopefully I'll go tee it up with Kelly and make her give me 5 aside or something like that before we tee it up, because I haven't played any golf.
Well, I'm sure after Tuesday, a lot of questions will be answered, especially you being in Canada and everybody else around the world. They're going to have to quarantine for a couple of weeks, so they'll start opening the doors. I believe they did start opening the doors to let some of the caddies back in on the men's side to quarantine for a couple of weeks before they can go out there and participate. But yeah, Tuesday can't come soon enough. I'm looking forward to a little golf. I just saw something briefly. Justin Rose is sponsoring a tournament in the UK for British female golfers, which was kind of a step in the right direction for us.
It might even be like several events. I just saw a tweet about it, but was it one event, 35,000 euros? We're going to need more information on that. But yeah, really cool. A UK-based female Strictly tour, was it?
Yeah, it's all for the ladies over there. And actually, the KLPGA, they're getting a few of our players over there. They're starting to play a little bit. They've been playing. But I saw a couple of our Korean women golfers are playing over there in the KLPGA to keep their game on par so they can come out here when we do open up.
Dude, people are chomping at the bit, and I'll just pull up something here. Thankfully, I got my laptop because there was the Texas Open, Texas Women's Open, and the Colorado Women's Open just this past week. So I'll just fire off a few numbers. Celine Boutier won the Texas Women's Open at 14 under par. Second place, Cheyenne Knight. Third place, Kristen Gilman at 5 under, and Yu Liu at 4 under in a fourth place solo finish. And there's a handful of other LPGA players, Maddie McCrary. Maria Fossey was in there. Stacey Lewis. So there's some Brittany Lang. There's lots of women, Darina Piller. There's like, I can go down the list. There's tons of women trying to get their game face on, ready to go. And I'll tell you from the winning score, Celine Boutier to, you know, the top 10, you only needed to be one under to be in the tied for seventh. So a little bit of a, you know, lots of amateurs and stuff in the field. And I'll just keep going for a sec here, Ron, because the Colorado Women's Open was also the same week. And Jennifer Kupcho, she won at 16 under. Carlotta Segonda was second place at 13 under. Kim Kaufman, Jenny Coleman, Sofia Popov, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of, Louise Stahl in there. So Jillian Hall has tons of women trying to get ready to, you know, they just want to play golf, and sounds like they're over it a little bit, you know. So,
and these tournaments are just like the state Texas Open, Colorado Open.
Yeah. So what an open is, like, so let's just use the U.S. Open for reference. It's an open field, amateur or professional, anybody. There's like, it's not an invitational. It's not open to like anybody can qualify. So I don't know how the qualifiers work for these sorts of things, but it is a money purse, lots of amateurs in the field just to, you know, test their games. And obviously the quality of fields are always higher in opens for amateurs. So, you know, it doesn't usually attract a big fish like, what they're seeing right now. But because obviously there's no LPGA, they're just trying to get reps in. So normally those opens will really attract the up and comers or maybe the fringe pros, you know, or the older ones, but, you know, quality golf and, you know, professional golf. So, you know, opens are opens. Anybody can play.
Were they taking place in the same week? Opposite events?
Yeah. They've just finished. And to speak on that, opens, you know, and that's what makes like the U.S. Open so great. And now because of the December U.S. Open, I'm not sure how they're doing the qualifying because, you know, again, what makes the U.S. Open so great is anybody can qualify, right? Like, it doesn't matter who you are. You can be, you know, Joe Schmo off the street, and there you are competing if you get through the grueling stages to test your game. So I'm not sure how they're going to work that now.
I wonder if any caddies are out there looping.
I would suspect no. But you never know. I think not any maybe professional caddies, but, you know, maybe a few of the women called their guys up. But typically, I just, yeah, shit. That's a good question.
Was there a purse? Was there a purse on there?
Yeah, 100%. But it wasn't big, I think, in the Texas Open. I'm just 10 grand beside Celine Boutier's name there. So 10 grand, 5 grand, 3 grand for the top three.
That's all right. That's where Knight won it last year in Texas, her home state, Stacey Lewis' home state. So I guess they had to pick and choose where they wanted to play, but obviously they stayed home. And Carlotta, she's a native of Spain, but she lives in Arizona, and she was up at the Colorado Open. So that's great that these girls are getting some reps out there, at least playing in some sort of competitive round to get their juices flowing.
Well, it's, again, I guarantee it's all about reps. And yeah, so the golf course that they played at in Texas is the one that Cheyenne Knight won the Volunteer. Is it the Volunteer Classic last year? I think you were there, Ronnie. I wasn't there. But that, so is that the same course? Obviously, she's got great vibes with that track. And she finished second. So
that's awesome. That's the home field for her. I remember that. Right. Fans that were coming out. Her grandmother was there. Mother's everyone. It was a great, great event.
Let's do a little what you think segment, or like forecasting. Do you think Europe's gonna happen? So like, just for the listeners who maybe aren't as familiar with the schedule as we are, it's supposed to go Marathon Classic, then over to New Jersey for the ShopRite, which has been rescheduled, then over to Europe for the Evian, British and Scottish. What's your thoughts on Europe? Excuse me.
Well, I have not paid much attention to the schedule because it keeps on changing. I'm waiting for something a little bit more concrete, and after Tuesday we should have something. But they said a while back that Europe wasn't going to happen, but then they still keep
I want to know what you think, Ronnie. What do you think?
What do I think? Good question. I'm all positive, man. I say let's do it. Get out there and play some golf and keep your social distancing and, you know, see what happens. But like I said, I'm positive. I say yes, yes, yes. You know, let's do it. I didn't want them to quit in the first place, but hey, I don't have a vote.
And fans, I mean, is that I know what's happening with the marathon, but like, is it going to happen with the rest? Like, is it just going to be state to state? It just seems to be. So I called my buddy in Arizona. I'm like, hey, dude, I think I need to come down there a couple of weeks ahead of time and potentially quarantine. Is there like possibility? He's like, quarantine? He's like, nobody's doing that anymore. Like, what are you talking about, right? So I don't know the climate down there. It just seems so all over the place.
I've had a few friends that have been locked up since March 15th, 75 days ago. They leave the house to walk. That's about it. A lot of deliveries going on. It's basic. Everybody's pretty much in a mask out here and keeping their distance. But it has not really changed that much for, I would say, 25% of people have been living life like they normally did. A lot of people are sheltered. I think we will get fans. I love concerts and live music, waiting for the venues open up. I love sports, going to football, baseball. That's going to be interesting. I think they're going to let people go out, and you're going to go out at your own risk. And if you don't cover up and you come home with something, if the hospitals can't take you, you just got to, you know, recuperate at home on your own. We'll see. It's good. It's very interesting going forward. I think there's a lot of positive that's going to come out of this. I think homeschools are going to be a huge thing going forward. A lot of people have not, the streets down here, we're always talking about traffic. There's no traffic right now. Everybody's pretty much at home still.
Yeah, well, I've told the story lots, but never to any listeners online or anything. But when I left your place in Southern California after the Bank of Hope got canceled, I drove from San Diego all the way to Canada. And when I passed the LA area, I didn't take my foot off cruise control. It was absolutely mind blowing. I just shot through LA, like no traffic, absolutely insanity. I was just going, converting miles to kilometers quickly here, 60 miles an hour, just like bam, straight through. So I got a question for you, bro. What are you thinking of doing? I mean, you're the luggage transportation, obviously Superstroke rep as well. What's your program look like? Have you chatted to those guys, or what are you thinking with the luggage?
I have talked to the Superstroke guys out there, and we're going to go on, but we're going to be in a little bit of a bubble. We're not going to be able to be out there on the green or anything like that. The girls will have to come to us and to get a grip put on or something. The luggage thing is going to be very difficult. Especially we're going from Toledo, Ohio to New Jersey. I could probably do that in a 12-hour run. That will probably happen. But like I said, it's all over the board. So I have not really looked at the schedule in depth too much anymore because it keeps on fluctuating. And after Tuesday, but I'm still going to be out there. I'm jonesing for it. And, you know, come hell or high water, I'm getting in my rig and going east. End of July.
Well, we've got a podcast to do, Ron, so you got to put your priorities in order, right? I'm really excited to get on the road. Like, as soon as I get down there, I'm heading beelining straight to California. We're busting that equipment. We're busting the equipment out, and we are talking some golf with the studio in the rig with all the nice, beautiful equipment that we haven't got to use yet. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, I know you travel with your sticks and your board. Bring it down here. California's going off. It's summertime. Girls in bikinis. Waves are pumping today. The red tide has gone away about a month now, so water is blue again. There was a good overhead waves the other day. Today was a little bit smaller, but the beach parking lots are not open on the beach yet, but people are parking on the street. They're walking half a mile carrying their boards to get out in the water. It's beautiful out right now. Today's just a picture-perfect bluebird day. Drove by the beach earlier today, packed.
I'm packing my stuff, dude. And honestly, I might not leave because, again, with this 14-day quarantine stuff, and it, you know what, to be a caddy and like support staff in this current climate, it's a little awkward and it's not going to be for everybody. You know, like we're only going to have 10 or so events and who knows what they look like. You know, the travel, the, you know, 14 days to get into the country. I've got to, you know, we got to do the all that expense on my own dime. And then coming home, it's going to be the same sort of thing. So I don't know, I might just winter in Southern California. And just to continue on that topic, one of my buddies is Jim Herman's caddy on the men's tour. And I was chatting to him. I just sent him a message. I'm like, dude, you heading to the Colonial or, you know, you put Charles Schwab Cup, sorry, this week. And he's just like, you know what? I've got a family. I've got a house. And I can't go in for 2 weeks, quarantine, and then come back. That's a whole month of my life, you know? So he's just taken the rest of the season off. He's passed his bag off to a friend of his, an American guy. And that's kind of the way that that's working for a guy who's been out there since 2009 and just looking at it like I can't, you know, I have the means to be able to hang out for the year. Maybe he's picking up. I don't know what he's doing, but just kind of interesting. And I think a lot of people are going to be feeling that quarantine squeeze. So, again, we're just going to have to see what happens on Tuesday with the Mike Wong conversation.
Yes, I agree. I think there's going to be a lot of new faces out there looping and just all across the volunteers, probably going to be slim pickings who's volunteering because there's not going to be the big crowds. But there's people out there had to go get a second job. You had to go get another job making PPEs, you know, and you're up there chopping wood and doing what you can to make a living and
just being Canadian.
There you go, man. Do what you got to do. Get her done. I know you got buddies in San Clemente, but you're welcome to quarantine down here. I've got, I like to say, plenty of room. You know, you got a bed and wherever I'm at, you know, we'll move this rig around. We'll go follow the surf, follow the sun, catch some waves, paddle out, be a good time.
I'll be there, bro. And just I hope everybody looks at the, you know, obviously we're hanging in there, but I look at it as an opportunity. You know, there's going to be a lot of good that comes out of this. You know, anything that braises a storm is stronger, and you know, we're going to come out stronger. The podcast is going to be stronger. The LPGA is going to be stronger. Ronnie's going to be stronger. I'm going to be stronger. And you know, it's just hopefully we got to just take one step back to take a leap forward. And that's what we're all hoping for. So
that's right. That's a good positive attitude. I like that coming from the Canadian.
Moving that's what we forward, do, man. It's just I don't want to talk about some of the memes I've seen about America and what's going on down there with
that's
Canada.
It's terrible. It's not a proud moment in our country's history here, but we will get through this like we always do and push forward. Looking forward to Tuesday's conversation, though. Can't wait to hear. Who's invited under that Zoom? Is it a Zoom call you guys are going to be doing?
Do you know everybody yet? Man, all caddies, all players. There's two different calls depending on your time zone. So you know, maybe we do another impromptu episode later in this week. Maybe we just keep our later schedule. I guess we'll cross that bridge you know, after Tuesday. But we'd love to keep everybody, you know, everybody's gonna, whenever that meeting's adjourned, it'll, you know, information will start leaking out, I'm sure. So we'll just play that by ear, and hopefully we're bringing the listeners another guest here soon. But I got to say, really, really, with the busyness of what's been going on in my life, your life, it's just been nice to shoot the shit here, talk a little bit of golf with Ronnie. That's kind of how it was always meant to be. And yeah, it's just good to catch up. And We'll bring another good guest to the listeners here. We've had a really good cache of content, and hopefully the listeners go ahead and check that out. This is episode 10. We are now official 10 episodes in. So yeah, love it. It's been a good process, good learning curve, and just really enjoying it. So
double digits podcast. We're getting up there. I like that. But I definitely think we need to do one next week. Get our listeners, let them know what's coming after the Tuesday meeting. You get your notes together. We'll put something together and get it out there as soon as we can, just to keep the listeners in the loop, to let them know when and where LPGA Ladies will be back in town.
Love it, bro. Well, I think we should just call it at that. And we will be back very shortly with either some information on what's going on tour and when we're going to be back, or we'll have a sweet guest to dissect, and that's how we're rolling.
Definitely looking forward to next week. Then let's talk divots next week and get some more information out there. Thanks for checking in, Casey. Be good up there in DC. Keep working away, get them PPEs going, and do what you do best.
Just be busy being an essential service, brother. Enjoy that Californian sunset, all right? Cowabunga, hang 10, bro. Peace out.
Getting on my bike right now to go for the sunset. Take care. Later.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Let's Talk Divots podcast. We are a women's professional golf podcast from people who walk inside the ropes on the LPGA Tour. Go ahead, give us a follow, like, comment, share. At Let's Talk Divots is our handle on all social media platforms. We'd really, really appreciate that. If you want to say something through email or request a guest, anything, if you're more of an email person, letstalkdivots@gmail.com is how you can reach us. And we just really appreciate you. Hope to get on the road with the tour here really shortly, and we will just continue to broadcast about the women's game and rock on. Let's Talk Divots.